When I was looking for the video or something to show for today to celebrate our mothers, oh, there's all kinds, and I looked at the ones that I had shared over the past several years, and I said, well, we don't want that one again, and I found that one, and I thought, how cool. All these mothers from all walks of life doing the things that mothers have done from the beginning of time. So, and I thought about these kids. I bought this little stool many years ago. It's a little old fold-up thing. And I bought it whenever Hunter and Camden were little. And they used to need to stand so that they could be up here. And I've had it in my office. Another day when, over the years, the children that have stood here have, so they can be high enough to see. And I told Caitlin I had a stool that she could stand on. And I look, and Hunter has grown. In fact, next Sunday is graduation Sunday, and he's graduating from high school. And he has gotten taller than he was the first time I ever saw him. And Camden, of course, is much taller, and he can stand up here. And he stood up here at Youth Sunday, and he preached. So we watch these children grow up in so many ways, not only in the homes and at schools, but here in this place, that you have nurtured them in Sunday school and in youth and in worship as they come to share and be a part. So I thank them all that have been a part over the years and continue to be a part, that are continuing to serve and do. I know Amelie went out this morning, but Amelie has been here since a little girl. And now she's in college, and now she teaches a Sunday school class downstairs. So we watch them grow up, and we watch them do and learn and be. So I'm sorry I made you all cry today. But it's just a continuation. But I tell you, someone talking about mothers being in heaven, and mine is definitely there. But, you know, I got to think about it, and sometimes it does, you know, you miss people. But the thing about it is, I find such peace. And I do find joy. Because I know, just like so many of you know that they are at home, and that they are safe, they are at peace, and they are no longer in pain. We love them, and we miss them. I told somebody the other day, they were talking to me about my mom and dad, and they said, wonder what your daddy said whenever your mama got to heaven. I said, he probably said, like he always did, he'd be waiting in the car, and he'd always say, Shug, what took you so long? Because he always said his life was waiting on a woman, because he had mama and three daughters, and he said he would always get ready and out first. And he would always say, all right now, this car's leaving at such and such a time. So, but waiting on a woman, what took you so long? This morning, our scripture, I'm continuing in Revelation where I started last week. There were so many ways we could go today, but the end of the story. Revelation, the 7th chapter, verses 9 through 17. The 7th chapter, verses 9 through 17. And he says, after this I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white. And the reason I've lost my place is my mic just went out. But anyway, I'll fix it in a minute.
It's working now.
He's got this one on. So, good. Salvation belongs to our God, who is seated on the throne, and to the Lamb. And all the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne, and they worshiped God, singing, Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these robed in white, and where have they come from?" And I said to him, "Sir, you are the one that knows." And then he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and they have made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God and worship Him day and night within His temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and He will guide them to springs of the water of life. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the word of God this day for us, His children. Let us pray. O great, mighty God, we do thank You this day for Your love for us. We thank You, Lord, for Your word. We ask, Lord, this day that You continue to bless our time together, that You hold us close, and that You remind us, Lord, of the goodness of who You are always, that You give us that peace, that You give us that understanding that we need not only this day but every day. Lord, we ask that You hold us this morning, that You just allow our words, our hearts, our thoughts, our minds, our deeds to be pleasing in Your sight. Lord, I ask this day that You allow my words to be pleasing. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer, I do pray. Amen.